a country that upholds the values of peace by abolishing its army. A president who rescued thousands of refugees' lives. A former U.S. vice president who brings the world's attention to global warming. A celebrity who advocates for human rights. An animal lover who works tirelessly for the defenseless. An international organization that provides humanitarian aid regardless of national boundaries. A worldwide humanitarian agency that protects human life and alleviates suffering. These are among some of the distinguished people, countries, and organizations in our present-day society that have made a positive difference on our planet through their noble actions. For the purpose of recognizing these caring actions, and in response to the reports about many positive developments in the world, Supreme Master Ching Hai founded the Shining World Leadership Award in March 2006. The Pure Crystal Award represents the shining noble ideals of the honored individuals, nations, and organizations whose pioneering work and selfless dedication have significantly contributed to the harmony and beauty of our planet.
Thank you for this award, but most significantly, thank you for the work you've done and are doing, and are encouraging others to do, to awaken humanity to its responsibility to live a compassionate life, and to do so in honoring of the spirit in all beings.
Founder of the Shining World Leadership Award, Supreme Master Ching Hai, is a world-renowned spiritual leader, humanitarian, and artist who herself has brought immense benefits to the world through her inspiring words and shining example. Supreme Master Ching Hai's own selfless service and devotion to all beings have been highly lauded by world leaders and governments.
She also brings love around the world where there is hate. She brings hope where there is despair. And she brings understanding where there is misunderstanding. We don't have enough people like the Supreme Master. If we had somebody like her in every country in the world, we'd have eternal peace, eternal love.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work.
family members wholeheartedly and sacrifice for them whenever necessary, and to other members of mankind. You just show your love universally and help whoever needs your help. And that is a way of love.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's wisdom and compassion have been a source of inspiration for countless people worldwide, and she further encourages positive work through the Shining World Leadership Award. Thank you, Shining World Leaders.
Hello, cherished viewers, and welcome to today's edition of the Shining World Leadership Award, where we commemorate the noble endeavors of one extraordinary and compassionate individual, Dr. Jane Goodall. Dr. Jane Goodall is renowned around the world for her research and caring relationships with chimpanzees. With a doctoral degree, or PhD, from Cambridge University in ethology, she spent many years researching chimps in Africa, making discoveries revolutionary to primatology. She helped open people's eyes to the similarities humans share with our chimpanzee co-inhabitants, such as enduring family relationships and the use of tools. Before her observation, it was believed that the only species in the world to use tools were humans. Chimpanzees, as Dr. Goodall documented extensively, possess a wide range of emotions that they express in their complex social lives. In her many public speaking engagements, Dr. Goodall frequently demonstrates some of the greetings as given by chimpanzees in the wild.
I can demonstrate for you how chimpanzees laugh when they're tickling each other. It's the call which the chimpanzee makes to tell the others, I'm here, this is me, because they all sound different. And it's a sound that carries across the valleys.
Through the years, the scientist became an influential conservationist and a social activist, promoting youth humanitarian awareness and inspiring others to protect animals and the environment. In 1977, she founded the global nonprofit Jane Goodall Institute for Wildlife Research, Education and Conservation, or JGI, to help ensure the welfare of our precious planet. Addressing estimates that chimpanzees may be extinct from the wild in 15 to 20 years, the Institute works to increase research on primates, habitat conservation, and promote wild animal welfare. Today, the Jane Goodall Institute has offices in Asia, Europe, Africa, Australia, and the Americas, which work with local communities, not only to protect wildlife such as chimpanzees, but to improve the environment for all living beings on Earth. Dr. Goodall herself spends much of her time and energy reaching out to youth worldwide, giving them hope and a sense of power that they can make a difference. For her tremendous accomplishments, Dr. Jane Goodall has received numerous accolades, including the Medal of Tanzania, the National Geographic Society's Hubbard Medal, and the Gandhi King Award for Nonviolence. In April 2002, Secretary General Kofi Annan named Dr. Goodall a United Nations Messenger of Peace. In 2003, Dr. Goodall was made a Dame of the British Empire, the equivalent of knighthood. She has received many honorary doctorates, including from National Taiwan University of Science and Technology, where she delivered a speech. When we return, we'll listen to a part of Dr. Jane Goodall's speech and learn more about her noble contributions, including her promotion of the plant-based diet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to today's program featuring Dr. Jane Goodall, acclaimed primatologist, peacemaker, and recipient of the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. The following speech was given by Dr. Goodall at the National Taiwan University of Science and Technology during one of her many activities in places where her conservation programs have taken root. Wherever she goes, Dr. Goodall carries her firm belief and hope that resonates so deeply that they motivate others into action.
I will never forget the first time I saw a chimpanzee in a 5-foot by 5-foot cage in a medical research lab. I knew that he'd been there for 30 years, and when I look at my 3 little grandchildren and think how we've harmed the planet since I was their age, I feel a sense of shock and outrage, and that all of those things have developed compassion and a burning desire to do whatever I can. And when you make small changes in the way you live, because you're thinking about the consequences of what you do on the planet, animal suffering, human suffering, then you make small changes, but thousands, millions of small changes around the world are leading to a very big change. So my dream for the future is a critical mass of young people all around the planet who understand that there is more to this life, there is more to value in this life than just making money.
Notable among Dr. Goodall's initiatives, the Roots and Shoots education program was launched by the Jane Goodall Institute to help youths around the globe work towards a better world. The young people initiate their own campaigns, whether in reusing bags or planting trees or raising funds for a chimpanzee orphan sanctuary. Today, the global network is available in nearly 100 nations and is made up of over 8,000 groups that work together to promote people's good stewardship of our animal co-inhabitants, one another, and the environment.
So, how come we're destroying our only home? When I began traveling around the world, it was 1986, I met so many young people who seemed to have lost hope for the future. And when I began speaking to more and more students in many countries, they all said the same sort of thing. We feel that you've compromised our future and there's nothing we can do about it. So if you believe that your future has been compromised, you're absolutely right, it has. If you believe there's nothing we can do about it, you're absolutely wrong. There is something we can do. So I want to end up by talking about the reasons for hope. Why should we be hopeful that we humans are going to get out of the horrible mess that we've made, that we've harmed the environment, sometimes terribly badly? All kinds of new scientific technology which are enabling businesses, industry, to do what they do in a way that is less harmful to the environment. Alternative energy, creating a wetland to clean the river and bringing back habitat for birds. And there are new ways of cleaning emissions so that we don't make the air so filthy. And we've realized that it's good to plant trees, that we can absorb some of the carbon dioxide. We've learned enough to know that the breeding of hundreds and thousands of animals for food is terribly damaging to the environment, so more and more people are eating less meat or no meat. And basically, we have to remember that every single day we live, we make an impact on this world, and we have a choice as to what kind of impact we're going to make. I still have hope for the future. Although it does depend on us as individuals, rolling up our sleeves and getting out there and making a difference.
Dr. Jane Goodall, who does not eat meat or fish, works to promote the sustainable and caring plant-based diet. She offers insight on the proper way of eating through her book, Harvest for Hope, A Guide to Mindful Eating. The book raises awareness on the harms of unsustainable farming techniques, soil depleted of nutrition, polluted water supplies, and huge amounts of waste. It also presents constructive cases with laudable results of schools growing their own fruits and vegetables, and parents who move their children away from fast food and soft drink vendors in schools. Dr. Goodall advocates eating less meat and support sustainable organic farming. She also emphasizes the hope of a brighter planet for our children to enjoy by turning to organic, vegetarian meals. Dr. Goodall speaks about the role of the plant-based lifestyle, especially as the planet faces the urgent global warming crisis.
First of all, the destruction of the environment by using large areas of land to feed cattle or pigs is actually taking up an awful lot of land that could be used to produce far more protein if it was vegetable protein. Making animal protein is wasteful. And secondly, when animals are kept in these inhumane intensive farms, it's creating very large amounts of methane. But in addition to that, it's A, incredibly cruel to the animals. B, it's very dangerous to human health, because to keep them alive in these miserable places where they're crammed together and can't really move, they have to be fed antibiotics regularly, like every day. So those antibiotics get out in the environment. And this is leading many kinds of bacteria to become resistant. And so people have already died from a simple scratch on the finger because the bacteria were resistant to every antibiotic tried. So we're building up something very scary for the future, superbugs that we shan't be able to cure.
So how do we prevent this? Dr. Goodall explained.
Well, we need more of the media to talk about it. Everybody has to read my book, Harvest for Hope, and talk to their friends. And the other thing is, let's try and eat a little meat like the United Nations called for. Finally, I mean, since I stopped eating meat, I've got so much energy. I mean, I don't think I could do what I do today if I was still eating meat and having to digest all the toxins in the meat.
For her esteemed work as a conservationist, and in particular for promoting the consumption of proper and healthy foods, Dr. Jane Goodall received the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Qinghai. Furthermore, Dr. Goodall was also presented with a $10,000 donation from Supreme Master Qinghai to support her organization's efforts. Heaven's blessings to Dr. Jane Goodall and the dedicated staff and volunteers of the Jane Goodall Institute for promoting sustainable living and peaceful coexistence among animals and humans. May all beautiful animal co-inhabitants live in safety and dignity in thriving natural ecosystems. Kind-hearted viewers, thank you for joining us on today's program. Now please stay tuned for Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May God's love emanate through all that you do.